Okay, Saran, off you tonight. Let's go back. I'll go back over a little Gemara from yesterday. It happens to be a difficult Gemara tonight, Rafi, but we're always happy to have everybody who's here. So this is four lines from the bottom on Ted Amud Beis, 9b, four lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says so the Gemara hooked into this because we said that the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Netiyah. As the Rosh Hashanah for the sapling trees and for a calculation of Orla. So let's see the Braisa. So the Braisa says, Orla is you can't have the fruit for the first 3 years, and the fourth year you eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom, Tan Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Echada Noteya, Noteya is planting a sapling tree, Echada Mavrit. Mavrit, they translate as layering. You take like the vine or the branch, stick it in the ground, and then it grows roots. Echada Marki, the graft. Erev Shviit Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If you do it on the year before Shemitah, or 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Al Talo Shana. So the first is that it counts as 1 year. In other words, that doesn't not fully with Shemitah. In other words, if I plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so when Rosh Hashanah rolls in, it's already year two. You got it? In other words, Rosh Hashanah is the birthday. So even though so I'm getting a discount rate on my Orla. Orla, I have to do 3 years. But now, the first year is just 1 month. Now I'm a year downrange. Then that's one din. And then it says, Mutar l'kaimu shviyat. I'm allowed to keep them growing in the Shemitah year. So this is getting into the issue that I'm not allowed to work the soil in the Shemitah year. So I'm also not allowed to work the soil 30 days before the Shemitah year. This is the Shemitah year. So beginning from Rosh Chodesh Elul, I can't do anything with the Shemitah year. So we think right now the pshat is that that if I plant a tree, we think it takes root right away. And then if I did it 30 days or more before the new year, so then I'm home free. Okay, you got it? He says, Pachot Mishloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. But if he plants it less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Lo al talo shana. So then he doesn't click into a whole year. In other words, so we have to be mivara that it sounds like less than 30 days doesn't count as a year. That's the way it sounds like. He says, and I can't maintain it during the Shemitah year because now it's taking root in the 30-day period. The 30-day period before, I'm prohibited from doing that. It's a complicated Gemara tonight. I wish everybody would have been here on time. But we're going to have to go on. All right. So when Yudam and Aleph, so now we're on the top line, Yudam and Aleph. Now the Bryson continues on. He says, "Upeirot netiyazu asurin ad tu b'shvat." Now, this according to the Masechta Gemara, there's six shittot in the Rishonim how to understand this Bryson. This next line of the Bryson. So we're just going to do two shittot. We're going to do the shittah Rashi and the Balamawar. Let me just repeat just to drop the people just walked in. Again, we said if I plant a tree more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so that when Rosh Hashanah rolls around, that counts as 1 year, 1 year. And we said also if I plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's a Shemitah. Let me go back to the Shemitah part, okay? So that's the basic idea. So if I plant it more than 30 days, I have a year downrange. So the way Rashi learns, Uperot Netiyazu, so I'm getting like a discount rate. In other words, 30 days pass, I have a whole year. So I have a tremendous discount. So Upeirot Netiyazu, the way Rashi learns, the fruit of that sapling, Asurina Tu B'Shvat, meaning now I'll go forward 2 years. In other words, so now I plant it. Now the first Rosh Hashanah comes down. Now it's 1 year old. Then the second Rosh Hashanah, when it enters the second, let me explain it, and then you will ask questions, comments later on, okay? Everybody can have their hesberim later on. Let me do the talking right now, okay? So Rosh Hashanah walks around, now it's 1 year old. Then another Rosh Hashanah, it's 2 years old. And the next Rosh Hashanah, it's 3 years old. So even though it's only 2 years and 1 month, it's 3 years old. So the way Rashi Shita is, though, I can't have the fruit. Again, Orla, I can't eat the fruit for the first 3 years. So I would think now that I could have the fruit. So the Tana Braisa is teaching, no, I have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. There's a lag time. I have to wait till Tu B'Shvat because since I got this discount at the beginning of Mon, so it's not like a clean, complete freebie. I have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. Now, Rashi in the Hesper says that originally it's an atiya. Now, once it's 3 years old, it's an ilan. So an ilan, so Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah ilanot. Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah, figure out the masrot for the fruit. So Rashi Shita is, so the fruits from Orla only become permissible on Tu B'Shvat. That's the way Rashi learns. If, on the other hand, let's say I plant it less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then I don't get any discount. Then I'm going to do complete 3 years, three calendar years, and then after the third calendar year, then I can have the fruit. And then not Tu B'Shvat. That's the way Rashi learns. And then the fourth year, it's not the Ravai, I have to eat the fruit in Yerushalayim, but I wait a whole year. Okay, that's the way Rashi learns. Let me just do the Rashi inside, then we'll do the Baal Ma'or, and then we'll go further in the Gemara. Okay, so let's do the Rashi. The Rashi is the top Rashi in Yudam Aleph. So even though we said that you get a year's credit for the 1 month because you did more than 30 days, but when I come down, I'm entering the fourth year already, the fruit are prohibited until he says, Mishum Orla, Shafish Rosh Hashanah Tishrei L'Netiya, Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Yilan. This became an Elon, and it graduated. From that point forward, the fruit become have a din in Revai. And it was the fourth year, you get to eat the fruit in Yerushalayim. So, in other words, the fruit, any fruit that blossoms before Tu B'Shvat, that's Orla. I can't eat it. If it blossoms, it buds, I should say, buds, after Tu B'Shvat, then it's net to Ravai. He says, Din Ravai Eliham lechob Yerushalayim, uvetu, means like Tu B'Shvat l'shana ba'ah, yetumi dey Ravai, peyrod achan utim ba, mikand eilach. Lachafu yidla shloshim shlothay rashana, shomera heterim yitu B'Shvat v'yad Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's Rashi. Now, let me do the Baal Ma'or. Now, the Baal Ma'or takes it that it doesn't make a difference whether it was planted before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, or less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. It's everything is always prohibited until Tu B'Shvat. And the reason it's always prohibited until Tu B'Shvat is because there's a presumption that the fruit that is blossoming, before Tu B'Shvat, got its yinika from during the Orla year. In other words, let's say the fruit, let's say it was Orla, let's say till Rosh Hashanah. Let's say Rosh Hashanah now it's not Orla anymore, but it now the fruit is budding and growing. So the budding of the fruit and it's growing, it's getting like the sap that came from the Orla year. So anything that buds before Tu B'Shvat is a product of the Orla. That's the way that the Baal Ma'or learns. Did everybody understand that or not? But let me go over. Let me repeat once more. Okay, let me repeat again, and then we'll take some questions, counts, and thoughts. Okay. In other words, so according to the Baal Ma'or, if it's less than 29 days, you don't count as a year. If it's more than 29, you do get it. You do count it as a year. But either way, the way it's going to work is that the fruit only become permissible After Tu B'Shvat, whether you got that year or you didn't get that year, you're going to have to wait another year at the other end. But either way, you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat because the fruit that's growing between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat, it's got its yinika, it gets its like nourishment from the Orla period. Okay, let's chill out for 1 minute. Let me repeat again for everybody, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So then this is good for you, O'Day, because I'm going over a little bit what we did before. Okay, so we said in the Brysa that if the sapling of the Natiya is planted more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it counts as 1 year downrange. If it's planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you don't get any credit in the bank. So then the Brysa says the payer of this Natiya are bit until Tu B'Shvat. So the way Rashi learns, when he says Peirud of Natiya Zu, he's talking about the case that it more than Rosh Hashanah. more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so I get a discounted rate. So in other words, before 3 years pass, I'll be sort of out of the oil period. So 1 month passes, one year downrange. Then another year passes. So chronologically, the tree has been in the ground 2 years and a month, or 2 years and a few months, but it's 3 years. So the way Rashi learns, notwithstanding the fact that it's been in the ground, and we said that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Netiya, and so I would think that I'm out of Orla. He's going to base on Pesukim, which we're going to learn in a bit. Nevertheless, I have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. I still have to wait till Tu B'Shvat because I was given this discount at the beginning, so it's not a complete freebie. I have to fill out a little bit at the end, and that's what the Torah teaches me. I have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. That's the way Rashi learns. So then after Tu B'Shvat, then I could have the fruit. Okay, that'll be the after Tu B'Shvat. That would be then it wouldn't be Orla, but it would be Netta Ravai, and then the following year would be the complete, you know, the fruit that are free for me to eat. But if on the other hand I planted the sapling less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, I don't get any discount in the beginning. So then I'm straight on the calendar, Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, you know, 3 years later or 3 years and a week later, that's the end of the Orla. And then Rosh Hashanah 4 years later and a fraction, that's the Rabbi. Okay, that's the way Rashi learns. Okay, now, then we said there's six ways to learn this sugya. Okay, but the Bala Ma'or, which I think is a little easier, according to Rashi, it's going back and forth with Tu B'Shvat and Rosh Hashanah. The way the Bala Ma'or learns is rule throughout. Every tree is Tu B'Shvat. It doesn't make a difference whether it's planted more than 30 days or less than 30 days going to Tu B'Shvat. The only thing is, did you get credit for that year or not? But whether you got credit for the year or you didn't get credit for the year, you're going to have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. And the reason you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat is because the fruit, in other words, like any buds that burst forth from the tree between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat, got their unique from sap that was formed during the Orla year. So it's still a din in Orla, even though I'm out of the Orla year. That's the way the Bala Ma'or looks. Okay? Now, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts? Go ahead. So that might, he may have a problem with it, whether even post Shemitah. No. In other words, in Achinami, the Baal Ma'or, Lashitato, may hold that the fruit that blossoms forth after the Shemitah year have a din in Shemitah. He may learn that way. Say again what? You mean the din of Shemitah? Which Shemitah? So Shemitah, we've already learned, because it's got dinim to begin before the Shemitah year. But there are dinim, we already learned in the Gemara. Okay, here's a chesed. Even not according to the Bala Ma'or, we already learned. Remember, we had a drasha in the Gemara, Sartemek Tziro, yesterday's daf, that when you reap the crops after the Shemitah year, if it grew a third of its growth in the Shemitah year, it has a din of Shemitah. So the fact that the fruit may have a din of Shemitah isn't such a tremendous chesed. It doesn't necessarily follow like the clean, you know, the year beginning and end. Okay, I'm going to move on unless anybody's got more questions. Are we good? In order to run into a problem, then the budding is between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat. If it buds after Tu B'Shvat, I'm out of it. Yeah. Okay. Now let's see back in the Gemara. All right. So now, so on the second line on Yud Amud Aleph, everybody with me? So let me read again. So the fruit of this planting, of the sapling, so according to Rashi, means that the sapling was planted more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. They're prohibited at the tail end until Tu B'Shvat, whether it relates to Orla or whether it relates to Netta Ravoi. And according to the Bala Ma'or, it's all fruit would relate to that. Now, Menani Mile. So the Gemara says, where do I know this din? That the years of Orla and Netta Ravai continue to asser the blossoming fruit till Tu B'Shvat. So he says, So Reb Chibar Abba says the name of Reb Yochanan, and others are inclined to say in the name of Reb Yanai, Amar Kura Uvashana Ravi Uvashana Chamishi. Now, in the Torah, that's why I took the Chumash out, but you can just listen. In Parshas Kedoshim, so one pasuk says, for 3 years, the fruit will be prohibited, you can't eat it. Then the next pasuk says, Uva Shana Harvi, and in the fourth year, on the fourth year, the fruit will be holy, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Then Uva Shana Chamishit, in the fifth year, you can eat the fruits. Now, when it says, it doesn't say Bashana Harvi, Bashana Chamishit, it says Uva Shana Harvi, Uva Shana Chamishit. So the Gemara is going to teach us in 1 second that you could read the Pasuk, Shaloshim Yimachama Rilin Lechel, for 3 years it's Orla, Uva Shana Harvi, and going into the fourth year it's Orla. And then in the fourth year, it's revived, Uva Shana Chamishit, and in the fifth year. So it's not just that year, it's the year that follows. So that's what the teaching goes up to Bishvat. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. He says on the fourth line, Amar Kra, Uva Shana Ravita, Vashana Chamishit. The key is the Vav there. He says, Pamim Shav Ravita, Vadina Sramisham Orla. Sometimes you're in the fourth year of the tree, but it still did an Orla. And that's according to Rashi, it means it was planted, you know, more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So then on the fourth year that we're calculating it, even though I'm sort of technically out of the Orla, I'm still in the Orla. He says, sometimes in the fifth year, it has still a dinim of Netta Ravai, because it's still Tu B'Shvat. That's the way it's going. Okay? So that's our limud so far. All right, any questions? Are we good? Say again, what? So Netta Ravai would end the following Tu B'Shvat. So according to the Baal Mor, would end at Tu B'Shvat. According to Rashi, if the tree was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Ravai year would end at Tu B'Shvat. If it was planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Ravai year would end at Rosh Hashanah, according to Rashi. If it was planted less than 30 days for Rosh Hashanah, according to Rashi, then everything is Talui with Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So again, we learned in our Mishnah that certain dinim apply on Tu B'Shvat. So again, it's Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, but some of those dinim are in dinim D'oraisa. So it sounds like that's the way it is. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. All right, now on line 6 in the Gemara, Lema D'lo Terameir. So now going back to the Braisa, we said that if a tree is planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so it counts as a year, and I can keep it going during the Shemitah year. So Lema D'lo Terameir, should we say that this Braisa is not in accordance with the Tana Rameir? The Rameir Ha'amar Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana. Rameir holds, which we've had earlier in the Masechta, that one day in the year is counted as a whole year. Now the Gemara is thinking right now that the tree we assume roots immediately, but then it's in order to count as a year, I have to have it there for 30 days. That's the way it sounds like. That the tree has to be in the ground for 30 days in order to count as a year for Orla and everything else. So he says, so it sounds like it's not like Rameir. Rameir says one day counts the whole year. The Tanya. Now the Gemara is going to learn a Braisa and set forth the Shita of Rameir, and it's also going to set forth the Shita of Reb Lazar. Now Rameir holds that one day during the year counts as a whole year. Reb Lazar holds 30 days during the year counts as a whole year. So we think that what we learned up now, it goes like Reb Lazar, not like Rameir. That's what we're thinking. So he says here, Detanya, Parhamur b'Torastam, then Estrimviar b'Fodesh v'Yom Echad Rameir. Now, the Gemara is going to learn, according to Rameir, when it says you have to bring Korban out, so sometimes the Korban has to be 1 year old, sometimes 2 years old, and sometimes 3 years old. So just as par, if the Torah says bring a par, that means it has to be 3 years old. But according to the Rameir, it could be 24 months and one day. So 24 months and one day counts as a three-year-old animal. So he says, Reb Lazar Omer, ben Estrimviar b'Chodesh u'Shloshim Yom. Reb Lazar says it has to be 24 months and 30 days. So in other words, the Yisod seems to be Rameir holds one day is counts the whole year, and Reb Lazar holds 30 days counts as the whole year. So our thinking would be that the Braisa must be like Reb Lazar. In other words, I planted more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so it counts as 1 year. That sounds like Reb Lazar, not like Reb Meir. That's right? So now the Braisa continues, Sher Reb Meir Omer, because it's going back to Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds 1 day. Reb Meir Omer, Kuma Kum Shnimar Egel B'Torah Stam Ben Shana. If it says Egel, it just says bring an Egel. Egel and the Egel Ben Bakar and the Par, they're all bovines. They're all, you know, from the ox family. They're all bovines. So if it says Egel, that means 1 year old. Ben Bakar, Ben Shtayim. If it's Egel Ben Bakar, that means 2 years old. Par, Ben Shalosh. So if it's a Par, it has to be 3 years old. Okay, so, but the idea is, though, Meir holds 24 months and 1 day counts as a three-year-old. So the Gemara says, Afilu Tam Reb Meir. You could even say that the Brice that we just learned earlier is in accordance to Reb Meir, holds that 1 day counts as a whole year. So again, that Brice sounds like 30 days, not 1 day. But the Gemara says, Kikama Reb Meir Yom Echad B'Shana Chashashana. It could be, we think, that Reb Meir holds 1 day during the year counts as a whole year with Sof Shana. At the end of a series of years, like here we had, let's say like a three-year-old, you know, bull or whatever. So it had 1 year, 2 years. Now in the third year, 1 day. That's 1 day counts the whole year. Aval b'tchilat shana, but if it's at the beginning of a series of years, then it doesn't work that way. That's what we think. Lo amar, lo. So if that's the case, then we think that the Brisa could be in accordance with Meir, because the Brisa is teaching me at the beginning of a period of time. Meir only says, Yom HaKabashana is Chashav Shana, at the end of a series of years. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, Amaravu, Vlav Kabachomerhu. So remember, we actually had this on Daf Beis. We had the same idea. Remember about Yom HaKabashana, Chashav Shana? Remember, we went through over there that if the king, you know, whether he took over the last day of Adar, or you had a king who died in the beginning of Nisan, 1 day downrange. So, but let me leave this here. So the Gemara says, "I'm a Rav of Alav Kabel Kol Merhu." Rav says, "Does that make sense?" And there was a piece Svara. It doesn't make sense that he holds Yom Echad B'Shana's Chashav Shana after a series of years, but not at the beginning of a series. He says, "Uma Nida." Now let me go over again. This is talking about a Nida on a Torah level, which is not the way we observe Dinam Nida today. So a Nida on a Torah level. So please, she sees blood, she counts 7 days. So even though, let's say she sees blood, whatever day, Monday she sees blood. Let's say she sees blood Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock. She is at 6 o'clock. So Monday counts as day one. Then Tuesday counts as day two. Wednesday counts as day three. She's got to count 7 days. Even though she's seeing blood during that period of time, she just has to stop the bleeding by the time she goes to the mikvah after the seventh day. Now for Dinam of Nida, the seventh day, she has to observe in its entirety. And then she goes to the mikvah at night. So he says here, Uma nida she'ein tchilat hayom olala b'sofa. So he says that that the last day of her count, I can't say mixas yom kukulo. Based on a pasuk, Chazal teach us, day seven, if she did a little bit of day seven, doesn't count that she has 7 days now. She's got to wait until the complete day. So far, Yom Ola b'chilata, but the fraction does count at the beginning of the count. So the beginning of the count, the fractionated day, like Mixas Yom Kikulo, counts at the beginning of the count, but the last day it doesn't count. That's on a Torah level. So he says, so far Yom Ola b'chilata. So I'm saying, so Umani the Shein Tchilata Yom Ola b'so far, so far Yom Ola b'chilata. Shana. Now going back to the years of the mayor, Shana Shem Echad Ola b'so far. If Reb Meir holds that I could do like 1 day at the end of the series of years, which is the way you want to posit, turn page on the top line of days, then it makes much more sense that he holds that 1 day would work in the beginning. In other words, we see from Nida that it's easier to use like the fractionated part at the beginning of a count, but not at the end of the count. You want to say Reb Meir holds the fractionated count. Oh, the 1 day only works at the end of a series of years. But if he holds at the end, he should certainly hold it at the beginning. So again, so the Hadr Kusha the Dukta. Okay, now, let me just do the Rashi on this, and then we'll go on in the Gemara, we'll take some questions, okay? So on Amud Aleph, we'll do 10 lines on the bottom in Rashi. Everybody with me? Let's make it 15 lines on the bottom. Okay, Uman Nida Shein Tzitzit Yom Olalaba Sofa, Shinemar Shivat Yimim Tziyeh Benidata, So the pasuk says 7 days she'll be in her status of nida. He says tahei benida takol shiva v'lo tor mixat yom shvi kulo b'titbo b'yom. The Torah teaches that it's be complete 7 days. Now sofa yom olah b'tchilata shim ra'atas tamuk l'shkira chama ulelo yom zeh b'shivat yimei nida. In other words, let's say she saw blood for the first time, in my example, Monday afternoon at 5 p.m., and she gives at 6 p.m. So that counts as her first day. So she only counts that day, another six. We're talking about Nida on a Torah level. She doesn't need Shiva Nakiyam. That's a din by the Zava needs Shiva Nakiyam. So we've been through this before, but you know, a woman, if she sees blood at some times of the month, she's called Anida. She's blood at other times of the month, she's called Zava. So in the Torah, only a Zava needs Shiva Nakiyam, seven clean days. The Anida doesn't require on a Torah level 7 clean days. But for Anida, even if she continues to see blood, she's still counting the days. He says, provided that the blood stops before the time for her to go to the mikvah. Then she goes, today, after Zman HaGemara, today, we're masking every woman as Zava. They all have to count Shiva Nakiyam. He says, and the day that she stops doesn't count Luminin Shiva. Now, for Ve'en yom sheposeket bo oleh l'minyan shiva. Right, that's correct. That's 100% correct. The day that she stops seeing blood doesn't count for l'minyan shiva. Correct. He says, barbei te'u b'shmuzu, many people erred in this limud. L'mod mikalas for yom sheposeket bo l'minyan shiva nekiyam. They think, the erroneous thing think, that a woman can count the first day, she saw blood, let's say, at 5 o'clock, and then stop, you know, shiva nekiyam. That's like the Kutim do that now, but that's not the firm way to do it. In addition to which, Halakha L'Maaseh said we had even more days to the Shiva Nakiyam. But you get the idea anyway. So let's see back. So now, so again, so we were trying. It says, right. I feel the road, Tipa Damka Kardal. Okay, now, so. Okay, so again, so we had learned in the Braisa that if the sapling is in the ground for 30 days for Rosh Hashanah, then I have a year downrange. So it sounds like, and we learned that there's a machloket between Rav Meir and Rav Lazar, whether we say 1 day it counts the whole year or 30 days counts the whole year. So it sounds like the Braisa is not like Rav Meir. It sounds like not like Rav Meir. So if it's not like Rav Meir, that leaves us with Rav Lazar. Let's see now. No, in other words, so it slugs it up. And so we did accept the Kaval Chomer, so that's slugged up. So the top line on Yud Amud Beis, V'Yelamai, Reb Lazar. So the Gemara says, so if it's not Remeir, then we think the Braisa must be like Reb Lazar. He holds the 30 days the whole year. And Shloshim, Shloshim Beis. Then he would require not 30 days, he'd require 60 days, 30 and 30. So now, let me say this outside, then we'll do it inside. So the Gemara is going to say that Reb Lazar requires 30 days for the sapling to take root, and then you have to add 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, I need 60 days before Rosh Hashanah to plant the sapling in order to be permissible. In other words, going into the Shemitah year. In other words, if I violate the Din of Shemitah, so then on a Din Rabbanan, I have to uproot the sapling because I violated the Din of Shemitah. So the Gemara thought, well, it must be that we're holding like the Tana of Lazar, who was 30 days counts the year. But the Gemara says, yeah, but you're going to see, according to Reb Lazar, it's not 30 days. I need 30 and 30 because I need 30 days for the sapling to take root, which can't take place during the Shemitah year. And then another 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because that's Tosefet Yichol Al HaKodesh, which we learned earlier in the Gemara. I have to add on to it. Okay, that's what the Gemara is going to say. Okay, now we'll. I think it works better when I say it before, and then we do it, and then I say it again. Okay. So you know, now we're focusing on Shemitah. Okay, so let's take a look. So the Gemara says, "V'yelamai Reb Lazar shloshim u'shloshim boy ditnan," because we learn the Mishnah Masechet Shviyot. A notin, you can't plant the sapling Vein mavrichim. Mavrichim, we translate as layering, when you take the branch, stick it in the ground, and then it gets roots. Vein markivin, graft. Erev shviyit, you can't do it on the year before Shemitah. Less than 30 days for Rosh Hashanah. In other words, during that 30-day period, I'm not allowed to work the soil. I can't do any of these things within the 30 days. If I violated the dinim, I have to uproot it. That's a dinder rabbanan because I violated it. Please, let's explain. Okay, because I violated it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so the first one says, Lechora, that he's talking about, according to the Tanakhama, I can't do these things within 30 days, okay? We think because it takes 30 days for the root to root. It takes 30 days for the plant to root. So we're not getting into the additional 30 days kol hakodesh yet. It takes 30 days to root. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol harkava shina koletet, v'shlosha yamim shuvena koletet. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says any grafting that doesn't take, you know, adopt itself within 3 days isn't kolet, and it's not just grafting. It means even the planting and everything else. So 3 days, not 30 days, 3 days. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Shtei Shabbatot. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say it requires 2 weeks. So they have a machloket, how long does it take the new sapling or the plant to root itself? And it means you could say al pi halacha for it to be rooted. So either 3 days, 2 weeks, or 30 days. Those are the shitot. Now we're not adding, we didn't get into the kol hakodesh yet. Just so assuming that the deadline is Rosh Hashanah, so according to Tanakhama, I have to do 30 days ahead of time because by Rosh Hashanah, that's the deadline. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, 3 days before. And according to Rabbi Shimon, 2 weeks before. Now that's the end of the Mishnah. The Amar Rav Nachman and Amar Rav Avua, the Divrei Omer Shloshim. So Rav Nachman says in Rav Avua, according to the Tanakhama, who we assume is the same as the Tana of our Brisa that we did earlier, he says, you need 30 and 30, because I need 30 days for the plant to take root, and then I have this 30-day period that I'm Osif on the Shemitah. So I need 60 days before, at least before a Shemitah, if I want to plant the sapling. He says, L'divrei Omer Shlosha, according to the opinion that I need 3 days for it to take root, he says, you need 33 days. L'divrei Omer Shtei Shabbatot, according to the opinion that I need 2 weeks, I need 2 weeks and 30 days. So this isn't working out so well for us. Now we're trying to figure out, we learned in the Brisa that I'm just going to plant it. If I planted 30 days before Shemitah, I'm okay. That's what we learned in the Brisa. If I planted 30 days before Shemitah, I'm all right. But that's not working out too well. We thought that our Brisa goes according to Reb Lazar, who says 30 days is considered like a whole year, because we had the cheshbon with the years of Orla, but it's not working out so well, because according to him, we associate him with the Tanakhama, we'd have to do 60 days before. So we're running into problems, which, again, 30 days for the plant to take root. So that's, if I'm causing it to take root, I'm violating the Dina Mishmita. So I have to do that at least 30 days before whenever the prohibitions begin. But then we're saying, so it's not just Rosh Hashanah, I got to do 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because even from Elul, I'm not allowed to cause blood to till the soil to work the land. So I need to do it before 60 days before the Rosh Hashanah. Now, back to the Gemara. The Inami Krib Yehuda Sfirilei, and even if we're saying that, we're working, again, we had a machlok with Rameir Blazar. Rameir said that 1 day during the year is counted the year. Reb Lazar holds 30 days during the year. So we're thinking, even if Reb Lazar will hold like the Tana of Reb Yehuda, who says you only need 3 days, Inami Krip Yehuda Sfirlei, Shosha Ushloshim Bai, I still would need 33 days before Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Elul Olam Rameir. The Gemara goes back to its original Pshat. Our original Braisa does follow the Sheet of the Tana Rameir. Rameir holds 1 day during the year is considered a whole year. So I have to look, I have to find a situation where, or we'll see in a minute. He says, the chikamar shloshim leklita. So it means when the Tana says, the Gemara is going to explain in a minute, that the Brisa goes according to Rameir. And when he says he needs to do it 30 days before, because he says 30 days is what it needs to take root. In 1 second, he says, but you see, the Gemara is going to explain, according to Rameir, we didn't do this yet, according to Rameir, the Tosefet on Shemitah is just 1 day. That's what it's going to be. So seven on Shemitah is going to be one day. We'll see in a minute. Let's see back in the Gemara. Says Elul Remeir, if you don't wear Shloshim L'Klita, Ihachi Shloshim L'Chadroi. So if that's the case, so I should need to do it 31 days before the Shemitah year. So 30 days for it to take root, and one day for the Tosefet on Shemitah, for most of the Kol Kodesh. He says, Ihachi Shloshim L'Chadroi, Kisavar Yom Shloshim Ol L'Kan L'Kan. He holds day 30 can be double dipped. Day 30 counts also for the 30th day that it's 30 days for taking root. And here's a two. 30 days it takes for the tree to take root, and then one day I need Mosifin Mechol HaKodesh for the Shemitah year. One, and I'm not adding 30 days onto the Shemitah year. I'm adding one day onto the Shemitah year. But day 30 can count for both. Day 30 can count for both. Let's do Rashi, and then we'll take questions. Let's review it, and then we'll take Rashi questions, okay? Let's see back in the Rashi. So we're on line 10 in the Rashi's on the Olam. Okay, everybody with me? In the Rashi. Okay. The Olam Breita Leo Remeir. The Breita earlier is like Remeir. L'chikamar shloshim l'klita kamar. When he said you need 30 days, he meant you need 30 days for the sapling to take root. He says, so that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's fully planted. It's not, as he says here, the Tesavar Meir, Delo Yehiv, Tosefet Shloshim Yom, El Yom Echad. The Tanar Meir holds, I don't need to give 30 days in addition to smack on to Shemitah. I can add 1 day in the Shemitah. That works well. Okay? So let's go back again, what we did. Okay? So we had the Braisa. The Braisa said that you could plant a tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and it counts as a whole year for the Orla Dinim, and it counts as a whole year, and it doesn't violate any Dinim Shemitah if I planted more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So we said, we thought that the tree takes root immediately, and we thought the 30 days are like 30 days in the year, a kash of a year. That's what we thought was going on. It takes root immediately, but any 30 days we consider it a year, and then that's why it has a year downrange, and that's why it works. That's what we thought. That was what was going. So then the Gemara went through the whole machloka between Remeir and Rebbe Yehuda. Remeir holds 1 day. We thought it could Remeir only need 1 day, and according to Rebbe Yehuda, need 30 days. Fine. But the Gemara says, yeah, but according to the Tana Rebbe Yehuda, we think we'll need 60 days because Rebbe Yehuda we thought lines up with the Tana Kama in the Mishnah in Masechet Shviyot, who holds that it takes 30 days for the tree to take root. And then he'll need another 30 days as Tosefet tree, so only 60 days before. So the Gemara says, but the price doesn't say 60 days, so it can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, well, you know what, Tak, it's like Rabbi Meir. So it's Rabbi Meir, why is it 30 days? It should be 1 day, because he holds 1 day the Yunus Chash Hashanah. Rabbi Meir holds it takes 30 days for the tree to take root, but he holds you only need 1 day of Tosefet on the Shemitah. And day 30 counts as the 30th day for the rooting, and it also counts as the 1 day Tosefet on the Shemitah year. So according to Tan Remeir, after 30 days, the tree has taken root, and I'm not violating the Dinam Shemitah. And on day 30, I'm adding on like that day, and that's the day that's added on Shemitah, and I'm good. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we said or did so far? Yeah, what's up? Yeah, in other words, it's saying this is the din in the Torah. In other words, it's saying that after 30 days, you could say it has the din of a rooted tree. That's the way I'll put it. What? It doesn't matter. In other words, that's the way we view it with the tree. We saw machloket about it, whether it's 3 days, 2 weeks, or 30 days. But that's the way one rule fits all. Okay. Yeah. What's it again? What? Yeah. But even the Gemara is saying that even Harkava, which is more difficult, doesn't take, according to the one opinion, one 33 days, and even the planting that one 3 days. So that's the way that's going. All right. Any other questions? Say again. Repeat. It's coming up. Coming up. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. I tell you, it's much harder to learn this than to listen to it. Okay. All right.
What? How do I know? What do you mean?
How do you know how hard it is to listen?
I'm thinking
that the listening only takes 40 minutes and the learning takes a lot more than that.
Okay, all right. Let's see further in the Gemara. What? All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, now we had a machloket. Do we say one day is in a year is considered a whole year, or 30 days in a whole year is considered a year? So Yosef said, where do we know that from? So now we're going to see, it's a good segue to the next. Everybody, we're mid base 10B. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, whose name says, just days ago in Parshat Noach, it says, "Vayhi ba'achat v'sheish me'yoshana." It's talking about Noach's life, how old Noach was when the waters of the Mabul dried. It says, "Vayhi ba'achat v'sheish me'yoshana," when he was 601 years old, "Barishon be'achad l'chodesh," in the first of that first month. Now, this gets a little tricky because this is telling me. But as a corollary to that, it's going to come out that according to Reb Lezer, the flood begins in Mar Cheshvan, and according to Reb Yeshua, the flood begins in Iyar. And then the waters dry, according to Reb Lezer, in Tishrei, and according to Reb Nissan. But Gemara takes it. Now, it's a little tricky here because Rameir Savar, Midakati Yom Echad Hu, Da'ayel B'Shana, V'Kakar Le'Shana, Shmolin on Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashuv Shana. So Rameir's Raya is that Noah is one day into the new year. Now, you have to assume the Turei Evan asked, why do I care about the new year? I'm thinking of birthday. Birthday counts whenever you were born. So if you're born on June 1st or whatever, or Rosh Chodesh Sivan, then that's the birthday. So the Turei Evan wants to say that they used to count birthdays from Rosh Hashanah, whichever the Rosh Hashanah is, whether it's the first of Tishrei or the first of Nisan, but that's the way they would count it. So once you get to that year, so then now you're a year older. So he says that it was that he was one, in other words, Be'echad, so he says, Barishon Be'echad Lachodesh. In other words, it was the first day of the first month in this new year, and then he became 601. Rameir Savar Mekati Yom Echad Hu Da'ayel B'Shana, since he was one day into this new year, the Kakari Leshana, and the Torah calls it, he's that one day during the year is considered a whole year. The Idach, that's Rameir. The other Shita, Reb Lazar, who says 30 days is considered a whole year, if the Torah wrote by 601 years, I'd be on the same page with you. It says 1 and 600 years. He says shana asheshmiot kai. The year is referring to 600. Umay achat, what does achat mean? Adchalta the achat ka'amar. It means the beginning of a year. Not that he was 601 years old, but it was the beginning of a year. Reb Lazar my tama. So what's the reason Reb Lazar says it has to be 30 days? Dechtiv barishon be'achad lachodesh. It says on the first of the month. So it could have said barishon be'achad. In the first month, on the first. He says, "Be'echad lachodesh, midakat yom echad hu da'ayil b'chodesh." It's one day down in the month. The kikari lechodesh. He calls it a whole chodesh. In other words, he says, "Be'echad lachodesh," in the first of the month. He calls it like a month, even though it's one day in the month. Shmamina yom echad b'chodesh b'shub chodesh. Here we see one day in a month is called a month. In other words, he wants to say a month is comprised of 30 days. So one unit of the whole sum is counted as the whole unit. In other words, so one day in a 30-day month is considered a whole month. He says, "Umidiyom echad b'chodesh kashuv chodesh." One day in a month is considered a whole month. He assumes from this pasuk, it says, "Barishon be'echad lachodesh," that even though it's one day, it's saying he's got a month down in the new year. He says, but if that counts true, if one day in a month counts the whole month, then shloshim yom shana chashuv v'shana, then 30 days in a year count as a whole year. Why? He says, the chodesh lemnuya v'shana lemnuya. In other words, each larger group of day, in other words, he's figuring a month is comprised of 30 days. A year is comprised of 12 months. So if I take one unit, one of its small units, that counts as a whole year. So we see by Noach that one day in a month counted as a whole month. That's his raya. One day in a whole month counted as a whole month. This is be'echad. It has an extra word, la'chodesh. He says, barishon be'echad la'chodesh. You could say barishon be'echad. In the first month, whether that's Tishrei or Nisan, on the first day of the month. It says be'echad la'chodesh. He assumes that you get a month's credit. That's the way he's saying. So if a day counts as a whole month, then a month counts as a whole year. That's his raya. Okay, now let me do five more words, and then we'll pause, we'll digest, and then we'll take some questions, okay? And then I'll repeat again, okay? Michlal, the Tervayu Sphere Hu B'nisa Nivra Olam. Now, the Gemara, Rashi takes that these words don't belong in the Gemara, but I just read it. I'm going to translate it. But according to the way that it would read here, the way it's written, it would mean that they both hold Nisa Nivra Ha'olam, that the presumption being Barishon Be'echad La'chodesh is talking about Nisan. If that would be the case, they would both hold that way. But Rashi's already explained that it's not necessarily the case, that indeed there could be the Machloka between both of them. All right, let's just repeat again what we just did, okay? Let me go over. Okay, so we said that there's a Machloka we did in Amud Aleph between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. Rav Meir holds one day during the year counts the whole year. Rav Elazar holds 30 days during the year and counts as a whole year. That's the first Yisod. So we said, where do we know? Where does Rav Meir know his limud? Where does Rabbi Yeshua? Where does Rabbi Yehuda know his limud from? So Rav Meir learns, it says by Noach, that when he was one day into his 601st year, he was 601 years old. That's the way Rav Meir takes the psukim. It says, he was one day into the new year when it would make him 601 years old. So he's 601 years old. That's his raya, okay? And then Rav Elazar rebuts that proof, and he says, if it would say, "Vayhi b'sheish miyot ba'achat shana," it was 601 here, I'd be with you. But it doesn't say that. It says, "Vayhi ba'achat b'sheish miyot shana." It was in one and 600 years. So he takes it that it means that that he says, "Achat," that it's the beginning of 1 year. It was the beginning of a year, not that you have a whole year's credit to your name. Okay, so now, then the Gemara says, where does the Tana Rav Elazar know that 30 days in a year are considered a whole year? So the way Rav Elazar learns the Pesukim, it teaches me that when Noah had one day in the first month, that counted as a whole month towards his, you know, next birthday. So if one day in a whole month counts as a whole month, so means that each time unit is comprised of units of time. So a month is comprised of days. So if one unit of the month is a day, and that one unit is considered like the whole unit, so the unit of a year is months. So 130 days counts as the whole year. Okay, so that's basically what we did. Okay, let's take questions. Let's hear. What do you got?
I know of 12 months.
You could say, again, if you're counting by the moon, right? So you count by the moon, so you see every 30 days you have a new moon.
That's a month.
Okay, I'll answer two. And then after 12 months, like let's say you have the equinox, the solstice, things like that, you know, like a year, like, you know, the Earth goes back to the same spot, vis-a-vis the sun. I've seen that only ancient people knew 1 year had passed away. Like you just see, well, the day gets shorter, the day gets longer. The hours are the same in one day during the year. You come back. It's a cycle, like a clear cycle, your cycle, right? Even if I'm living out in the forest,
they figured that out.
All the ancient people figured this out. They all knew like the years and year. Okay, now let me go back to the Gemara. Now let me just do a few more lines of the Gemara. Any more questions on this, or we're good? Okay, now the good news is the next piece of Gemara, at least tomorrow's daf, is much easier, but then we get a more complicated Gemara. So here's a famous sugya, and I'm sorry you may not be here tomorrow, but I hope you will be. Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. So Tanya, we learned the Braisa, Reb Lezer Omer B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. The Tana Reb Lezer says the world was created in Tishrei. B'Tishrei Noldu Avot. In Tishrei, the Avot were born. Now, when it says B'Tishrei Noldu Avot, the Rashi fills this in right away. The first Rashi on Yud Aleph and Aleph means Avram and Yaakov. Yitzchak, everybody agrees, is born in Nisan. Okay, he says B'Tishrei Metu Avot. The Avot died in Tishrei. The Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born in Pesach. Rosh Hashanah Nifkida Sar Rachel B'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah, Sar Rachel Chana were remembered. And he says, "For Rosh Hashanah Yatzay Yosef Mibed Asurim." On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was, you know, freed from that black hole in Mitzrayim, black hole of Calcutta. For Rosh Hashanah Batla Avodah Miyabotina B'Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah means 6 months before the Exodus, the Shibud ended. So he says, if you look at Rashi, the second wide line of Rashi and Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Shishak Harashim Lefnei Gula Tam Pasak HaShibud. 6 months before the Gula, the Shibud ended. He says, V'Nisan Nigalu, they were redeemed in Nisan, that we agree on, but B'Tishrei Yachim L'Yigayel. The future Gula will be in Tishrei. Tishrei is the month for the major action. And then we'll read another six lines and I'll talk. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, V'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. The Tana of Rabbi Yeshua says, the world was created in Nisan. The Nisan noldu avot. All the avot were born in Nisan, including Yitzchak. The Nisan metu avot. The avot died in Nisan. It means that they lived full years. Like, that's why it's at the same time. The Pesach nolad Yitzchak. Rosh Hashanah nifkida sarach el b'chana. So the thing they both have in common, everybody agrees Yitzchak was born in Nisan. Everybody agrees on Rosh Hashanah nifkida sarach el b'chana. That's that they have in common. Rosh Hashanah yatzay Yosef mibnei Asurim. That they both agree on as well. Rosh Hashanah bat la'avotam me'avotina b'Mitzrayim. B'Nisan nigalu, B'Nisan atim ligael. That's a famous line that people always like to quote. Now, we'll come to seeing the, if we hold that B'Nisan nivra ha'olam, so how do we explain on our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, we say Hayom Harat Olam. Today's the birthday of the world. Well, not so clear. Anyway, B'tiyah said, B'yom Harat Olam. So the way to explain it is that it was Olam, the way, I think this is Tosfos here, who says it this way, that it was Olam B'machshava of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to create the world. That's what it means. B'nisan Nivra Olam. So, and we'll come to see how this works out. Okay. Right. So this right. Say again what? No. So again, remember, see, if you would say it that Yomi, you would have more of this Rafi. There's a Ran. I did this at the beginning, I think, of the Masechta. So the Ran says that why is Rosh Hashanah a time of din? So we said either you could say that if the world is created in Tishrei, so then Adam was judged in Tishrei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just like I judge you in Tishrei, I'm going to judge your progeny in Tishrei. But if I say, let's say I say the world was created in Nisan, so why do I have a judgment on Tishrei? So then you say that on Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai, and he obtained Slicha for Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have, every year we're going to have a judgment on Yom Kippur, but he wants us to have a period of time ahead of time where we can sort of get our act together. So we have a 10-day period of judgment before Yom Kippur. Okay, that's the way this is going. Okay, now let me just say one quick piece and then it's going to be it for today. Now, it says, on Rosh Hashanah Yatzay Yosef Beit Asurim. So on Rosh Hashanah, this is from the Chafetz Chaim. He says, on Rosh Hashanah, we see that Yosef, he's in this black hole of Calcutta. You don't have an attorney there. You know, let me have my legal aid. Something like that. It's just like you're in there, they throw away the key and that's forget about it. There's no news media, anything like that. He's stuck there. And then Keherif Ayin, it says, by Ritsu min abor, they rush him out from the boor, by Galach by Khalif Simotah by Avol Paro. And then he's shaved and he comes for Paro. And in one moment, his whole mazel changes and becomes the viceroy of Egypt. Like presto. So the Chafetz Chaim said that, you know, when the judgment is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, things can change rapidly from one status to another status. And in the future, like when we have our Geula, like presto, Geula can happen like that. In other words, like when the Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, like the gula, then that's the way it's happening. So Beresh Hashanah, that was the din for Yosef, and he went from being like in this black hole of Calcutta to being the Viceroy of Egypt. Okay, I think that's it tonight. Just seeing everybody on the recording.